Cracking the Menopause While Keeping Yourself Together, written and read by Mariella Frostrup and Alice Smelly.
To our mothers who made us think, to our sisters and friends who made us talk, and to our daughters who made us want to change their world. Preface. For me, menopause felt like being sucked into a black hole. I had no bearings, and changing course was not an option. Having left school in my mid-teens, I initially assumed that I'd simply missed or skipped the relevant biology class. But that lesson had never taken place. Even for those who lingered in the education system, the end result would be the same. Most of us have moved through our lives ignorant of what menopause is and what it will mean, and we remain blissfully oblivious until we're bowled over by symptoms and forced to embark on a crash course. That was certainly my experience. At what seemed like the reasonably young age of 51, I reached the full stop that every woman is told to dread. Through the centuries, menopause has been the hormonal catastrophe that stalks every woman's life. It's mostly unmentionable and ignored until the day your monthly cycle ends, and with it your fertility, and supposedly much more besides. It was shocking to discover that although I felt I was simply beginning a sixth decade of life, the place at which I'd arrived was perceived as a living death. How could I have been ignorant for so long about this elephant's graveyard for my sex, where we all wind up once we've served our useful time? Presenting menopause as a cosmic-scale gravity chasm may be taking a slight liberty, but that's what it still represents for many of us. I felt the oppressive proximity of an inevitable future of dried-up sexual organs, hot flushes, lack of desirability, general shriveling, and ultimately loss of brain power and death. Psychologists warn against fight-or-flight mode, yet I found myself trapped in an unwinnable conflict with my own hormones. In a hilarious sketch, Last Fuckable Day, the comedian Amy Schumer brutally but sharply illustrates how aging instantly renders us menopausal women undesirable to men overnight. With symptoms like insomnia and anxiety taking their toll, desirability certainly wasn't in my top 10 of worries, but brazen husky, as the Daily Mail once summed up my charms, was certainly not what the world was seeing now. Flailing around for helpful information merely confirmed that the end of life as I'd previously known it was beckoning. After a lifetime spent in frank discussion about every aspect of women's lives, the near-total silence from women surrounding this mysterious moment seemed even more ominous. When I was 16 and living in Catholic Ireland, my mother helped me acquire the pill. She and I had talked about sex and death, divorce and bad periods. We'd battled her cervical cancer together and discussed the meaning of life when she was diagnosed with dementia. But we'd never, ever, ever talked about the menopause. My only recollection of her mentioning this transitory period of her life was a fleeting comment in my late 20s about a hormone patch she'd used. This, she said, made her feel like an unmilked dairy cow, bloated and uncomfortable, a sliver of information that served to instill further foreboding. Nothing to look forward to there. Aside from that, even in our most vocal of households, it was the closest we ever got to discussing this compulsory progression in every woman's biological journey. Although I think of it as a staging post rather than a final destination, our culture still says otherwise. Puberty and pregnancy are seen as positive progressions, but menopause is when forward momentum halts, and like Shakespeare's golden lads and girls, we begin to come to dust. Though notably men mature, while us dusty women wither and shrivel. In some ways, it's understandable that menopause should be deemed such a traumatic rite of passage. Our fertility is so deeply embedded in our psyches that for many women, it feels like our entire raison d'être. Suffering setbacks in pursuit of procreation or choosing to eschew it altogether can ultimately feel like a bereavement or a failure, as many women who've struggled with infertility, not met the right partner, or decided not to have children may have found. We've been told for millennia that our only point is to procreate, and we're made to feel it leaves a big gap on our CV if we won't, haven't, or can't.